Welcome everyone, I am Scoutmaster Tom Fagelberg. Well, I know I speak for the troop that they're all excited about staying at this winter cabin trip. I can see the excitement on Mr. Shan's face, our new assistant scoutmaster.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be away from my old lady. Christ, she's a pain in the ass. Hey, Scoutmaster Fagelberg, what are you wearing shorts in the winter for? Jesus Christ, are you crazy? I don't know about you, but it's cold as a witch's tit in here. And what's with these bunk beds? Where the hell's the mattress? I ain't sleeping on wood.
Assistant Scoutmaster Shan, I sleep on wood every night at home.
And I get a good night's rest.
It might be because my roommate Peppy shares a bed with me. Besides, they're roughing it. That is what the Beaver Scouts are all about.
In Switzerland, in this weather,
I would sleep out on the park bench with only the newspaper and a dirty bum to keep me warm.
And it was 15 below. Come on, Fagelberg. These kids don't need frostbite. They want to have fun. Not missing limbs.
I don't know about you, but I'm taking these kids to someplace warmer. That's why I have my MasterCard and Visa for emergencies like this. Come on, kids. We're all going to that motel down the road. At least we'll go and sleep in a warm room.
Well, I'm staying here. And I know the boys want to stay here and make s'mores on the wood-burning stove and then play bumpy bus in their bunks with me.
I'm leaving it with Chubby's dad, Fagelberg. It's cold as a witch's tit in here.
We're all going with Assistant Scoutmaster Shan.
You tell him, Chinghua!
Fagelberg.
Well, I won't let you take the troop. I'm the scoutmaster. We're going to do what I want to do. And that's to stay in this cabin and play bumpy bus. You hear me? I have spoken.
Wow, it's nice and warm in this hotel room. This was a good idea. I bet Fagelberg is an ice cube by now. I bought those kids 5 pizzas. Who is it?
Dad, it's me, Chubby.
Come on in, son.
Hey, Dad. Chinghua wants to speak to you about something.
Assistant Scoutmaster Shand, thanks for taking us to a motel so we didn't freeze to death in that log cabin.
No problem, Chinghua. I'm responsible for you guys.
Will you read us a story from this magazine?
Big jugs! Where'd you get a magazine like that, Chinghua?
I got it underneath my dad's side of the bed.
Well, I don't know.
Please, Dad, read us a story from Big Jugs. Fagelberg made us all depressed with his crazy rules.
I don't know, Chubby. Your mother will kill me if she knows I read you a story from Big Jugs magazine.
Well, what about Chinghua's parents?
What would they think? I don't think it's a good idea.
Please, Assistant Scoutmaster Shan, Fagelberg was so boring. I wanted to slit my wrists and commit harikari.
Well, I don't want you depressed, Chinghua. And no more talking of slitting your wrists, okay? Since it's only the two of you who want me to read it, I'll read the dirty story.
Hey, guys! My dad's gonna read a dirty story from Big Jugs!
Oh, for Christ's sake, the whole troop's coming in the room.
Thanks, Dad. I'm gonna be the coolest kid in town now.
All right. Is the whole troop here?
Mr. Shand, I can't wait for you to read the dirty story. You're the coolest.
Show us the pictures, Mr. Shand.
Okay.
Everybody be quiet. I'm gonna read the dirty story now. Big Tits in the Mouth of Gladness. A Story of Lust and Gladness by Jimmy DeGrosse. My manager Cindy and I were locking up one Saturday night at Siemens Furniture Store in Yonkers, New York, when I turned and noticed her blouse was open and she wasn't wearing a bra. Cindy had tits the size of basketballs that only Wilt Chamberlain could palm. Cindy handed me her store keys, and as she did, my right masculine arm brushed up against her right nipple protruding from her purple button-down blouse. After locking the front door, I turned to say goodbye to Cindy. That's when I noticed Cindy's left protruding nipple beckoning me like a hand saying, "Come here." That's when all of Cindy's buttons popped on her purple blouse and her succulent melons came out to say hello like a happy neighbor during Christmas. Way to ruin the story with the fart, guys. It was just getting good.